from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That's James Hamlin, Kyle Madsen. Kings Warriors play-in action tonight at Golden 1 Center. The 9-10 game, winner of the 9-10 plays the loser of the 7-8. Winner of the 7-8 becomes a 7 seed. Winner of the following game between the 9-10 winner and the 7-8 loser becomes the 8 seed.
Yes.
It's that easy. I enjoy the play-in a lot. I really hated it at first. I was very resistant to the change. But that was also when I thought it was going to be 7 plays, 10, 8 plays, 9.
Oh, got it.
I really hated that a lot, but I love the way they do it.
I think it's great for the game.
I do too.
Yeah. I mean, I really do think that it's great for the game. What we've seen this season, one of the most highly competitive seasons, I think, ever. The fact that you went into the last week of the season, the last game of the season, with 3 teams tied for the 1 seed, but also you have all of this craziness going in on, you know, with over the last 3 or 4 games with the 10 through, I don't know, 6, even 5 at one point, was like all of it was mixed up and jumbled up. I think it's spectacular for the game. And, you know, we were talking, Kyle, there's a possibility, you know, if the Kings do lose, whether it's tonight or whether it's the next game, they get thrown back into the lottery, right? Mm-hmm. And there are all kinds of possibilities with the lottery that are interesting to me. So there's a possibility that the Kings, the Warriors, and the Heat, all, if they all get bounced, all 3 of those teams, they would tie for like 14th. And so there's going to be a coin flip to see who is the 12th pick, who's the 13th, who's the 14th pick in the draft. Mm-hmm. And there are ways where the Kings can move all the way up to like number 12. You know, if a team like Philadelphia gets bounced at 47 wins, that's more than the Kings have. And you could say the same with the Lakers or the Pelicans. If they get bounced and the Kings also lose, the Kings would move all the way up to number 12 in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. Like, if you're going to have to keep your pick, you want it as high as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting way to finish the season. And I feel like there's a lot fewer tanking, you know, like the tanking question is kind of off the table. I thought Houston gave it a run. There's a lot of teams that I thought really gave it a run this season.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is because it's not considered a great draft.
Yeah.
But also, I think part of it is like, look, you have something to play for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if this was available, you know, 5 years ago, the Kings would have likely made the playoffs somewhere along the way.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
They were right there. They were 9-10 like multiple times.
Yeah.
And you think that there could have been 1 or 2 times where they were playing well near the end of the season.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I do think there's a kind of interesting thing here, and we are giving away, we are going to give you an opportunity to win $500 coming up here in a little bit. But I feel like if the Kings lose this game specifically, tonight's game against Golden State, whether they win or lose, to me, changes nothing about this upcoming offseason. Save for, you know, what they can do with their picks and this and that. Forget all that for a second. Let's make this simple. The Kings need, on their roster, we know what they need to improve. We know what they need to be doing better. That's all there. Whether they beat Golden State tonight or not doesn't change that for me. Maybe they go beat Golden State by 30. I don't suddenly sit there and go, oh, wait, maybe this is the roster.
No.
And same thing, maybe they make the playoffs. Maybe they're the 8th seed. And maybe they give Oklahoma City a series. It doesn't change, like, none of this. And I get that that's different. And again, this is a different bucket. Because this is just, hey, what do I think the Kings need this offseason?
Okay, so I am going to say that I agree with you in theory that this playoff series, this game tonight, whatever, it might not impact overall what you need, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to disagree a little bit because I do think that there's a way for Keon Ellis to prove that he's the answer at your shooting guard position if he's given an opportunity to not only like win this game, and then if you get the next game, and like every one of these opportunities is a chance for Keon to say, hey, look, I'm the guy.
Okay.
And if you run him out there against Steph, and he's incredible against Steph, and he's a Steph stopper, and he also hits three or four threes, and he answers a call like he did a couple of games ago where he goes 8 of 15 from three, okay, that's one. Like, okay, that makes me feel more confident, but I need to see a little bit more. You get to the next game, and he's still the same player. You get to a 7-game series, and you're like, man, this kid is so good. He can earn his way into, but that shouldn't change what your offseason is, except for it will change maybe what you feel about one player as a potential starting shooting guard for you moving forward.
That makes sense. I guess for me, I'm already there, but I also see why you wouldn't be and why any additional postseason game would be valuable in that respect.
Yeah.
But also because I think Keon's going to start on Steph tonight. And if he's, you know, if Steph's just really good and goes for 35 and the Warriors win, I'm not suddenly going, oh man, I don't think Keon's got it. Like, I'm just kind of already penciling him in, but I also understand the value of, yeah, hey, if he goes out and holds Steph to 18 points tonight and then goes out in the next game and cashes a bunch of threes against the Lakers or the Pelicans and helps the Kings get over the hump against, I get that for sure. I do, though, think that vibes matter a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think losing this game would be atrocious for the vibes. Whereas winning it does the complete opposite. It's like, man, you got over that hump. You didn't lose another win or go home game to Golden State. Mm-hmm. There's a tangible, okay, you lost more games or won fewer games than you did last year. You may not make the playoffs, but hey, you know what? In a win or go home game, in the game that you could not get last year, you got this year. And I think that could go a long ways toward exercising that demon of, okay, you've gotten him in the regular season, but now you've got him in the postseason. You knocked them out of the playoffs. And that, to me, is really valuable, not just for the Kings internally, but I think when you talk about changing the national conversation, I think it goes a long way toward that, especially if Domas comes out and plays well. That's where this matters to me more than what they're going to need this offseason or how I feel about them going into the offseason.
Okay. I would say this, like, my rebuttal would be this. Like, first of all, I think you can't exercise demons against the Golden State Warriors. I think you can also be the team.
You think you cannot?
Yeah, you can. You can.
Oh, okay, got it.
But I also think you can feel like you're the team that maybe put the nail in the coffin and said, okay, let's move forward.
Yeah.
I think, but the next game, if it's the Lakers, that's another opportunity to exercise demons of the past. Like, if you can beat the Lakers, that's another thing. And then you get into the whatever, if you somehow this team makes it to the 8th seed and they're playing a 7-game series against Oklahoma, it's game on. Like, this is all the experience and everything that Mike and everyone wants to talk about, Mike Brown, this is what you're talking about. You want to gain all this. But I also believe, I know this is lame, but I think they also have the built-in excuse. Like, we now, like, we can't win without Malik. Or we needed Malik and we couldn't get to there. And Malik Monk will not play tonight. Right. Mike Brown said it yesterday. He said he will not play.
Zero chance.
He is out. But Malik might be able to play next week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a team that wants to like put your stamp on this season and you want to get past that excuse, win these two games. Win these two games and give yourself an opportunity to get Malik back. Because, hey, this team with Malik Monk in a first-round series against OKC, they got a shot.
No doubt.
You got a shot like anybody else does. So, mm-hmm. like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that we're in a weird position where the Kings do have sort of this, like, built-in, hey, we lost not just Malik, but we also lost Kevin. Mm-hmm. We lost two of our top five or six players,
mm-hmm.
like, 3-4 weeks before the season ended. So, it's tough to, like, look at it that way, but I also think that there is, like, in the back of people's minds, they're going to go, you know, if we had Malik, we could have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you a little bit of a leeway this summer, although you got to bring Malik back. I mean, you have to find a way.
That's the other problem here, is yeah. if you lose tonight and the thought is, well, oh, dang, well, we just can't do this without Malik, and then he goes and signs in
Orlando or Toronto
for $22 million a year or whatever it is, then you're looking at this going, oh, boy, we couldn't do it without him last year, and now he's gone.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, that's when your offseason changes and your entire focus shifts to trying to find that guy. Like, you have to find that guy, or you have to find a number one
mm-hmm.
shooting guard.
Yeah.
You got to find a dude who brings it every night and is like a 20-plus
yeah,
point
per game. A reliable second scoring option.
Yeah. You got, I mean, and it can be a starter, and you can bring Keon off the bench, you can bring Davion off mm-hmm. the bench, but at that point, you got to find, like, the dude.
Yeah.
Because if not, like this is going to be a really interesting... Like, well, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks.
And that's where, let's erase everything I just said about winning and losing doesn't matter. They're going to need to make the changes they're going to need to make. Winning very much matters from that standpoint.
Yeah.
Because there's a very real possibility that the Kings do wind up with, like, the 14th pick.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, hey, maybe, you know what? Atlanta doesn't want to do business. And now your pick's not conveying. And now you're going into this offseason with not a ton of capital to go and make these major moves that
yeah.
they need to make. And now it's like small trade here, small signing there, maybe an undrafted guy. It just, maybe you buy your way into the second round and you get a second rounder. It's just I think the more seismic moves that they need to make aren't necessarily available to them if they miss the playoffs.
Yeah. No,
and that's kind of the bottom line. Forget the vibes, forget what they need to do, what they don't need to do to fix their roster. It's like, Doc, you've got to make the postseason.
It's so complicated, man. Like this has got to be weighing on Monty McNair. It's got to be weighing on Wes Wilcox, on Vivek, on yeah. Mike Brown. Like, there's so much riding on it, and it's not just winning and get to play another game and win that one and get to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
There's a lot going into this.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.